Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
I'm in the middle of like a laughing fit, I think.
Oh, no.
I just want to laugh. Okay. Oh, we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm gonna calm down. We were just having a chuckle, and then we started recording, and I realized like the chuckle was still inside me. Sorry.
Hey, ooh. I mean that's just what kind of good friends we are. We have to talk
true.
For like 20 minutes before we actually start recording, even though we only talk about ourselves on this podcast.
That's true. We talk about ourselves privately.
Well, anyway. This is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Dori, this is true, but we do ask that listeners remember that we're not experts. We are just podcast hosts, very silly ones at that, and we always encourage you to seek support, first and foremost, from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And here's the rundown of other places you can find the Forever 35 community in the world. There's a Reddit, a subreddit. Go to reddit.com/r/forever35. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod, Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. There's also a wonderful Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums, where then you will find more wonderful Forever 35 adjacent groups. And of course, anything we talk about will be linked on our website, forever35podcast.com.
And if you're actually looking for the specific episode, you just click on over to the episodes tab and everything is right there.
Yeah. And if, you know, you can't find it, you can always DM me on Instagram.
Yeah, just DM old Kate.
DM us on the ground. Someone DM'd me today that was like, I can't find this book. What was it? And I was like, you know what? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll help
you. Look at that.
But it is on our website.
Kate.
Yes.
You have a new hobby.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Will it last though, Dori? Will this become a thing I pursue? So I follow this jewelry maker on Instagram. She's based in Los Angeles. Her name is Jessica Winzelberg. She makes really beautiful, kind of bright beaded jewelry, like those, you know, beaded candy necklaces, popularized by Irene Neuwirth, let's say.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm an admirer of Jessica Winzelberg's jewels. I've never purchased any of her jewels, but I admire them. You know, like, you know how you have like Instagram follows that are like things you would buy if you could?
Yeah.
So this is, she's kind of that for me.
Okay.
So she was selling recently, I saw on Instagram, she was offering a bead kit, a necklace kit, where she would send. Like, for, I think, I, you know, I had to pay for it. But included in the kit were two strands of beads that you got to choose which ones you wanted, mm-hmm. that you would then use to make a beaded necklace. And included in the kit were all the things you would need, like needles, glue, pliers, tweezers, there were scissors, measuring tape, like all the tools that you would need, clasps, the string, the silk string.
Yep, yep, yep.
I did just list literally everything in the kit. And then also very detailed instructions, not just written out, but also video instructions that you could watch over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was a good deal for like the price of the kit that it, you get like two necklaces and you learn how to do it. And that the price of the kit was like equivalent to one of her necklaces more, or maybe even less. So I was like, yes, I'm going to do this. Like I kind of always wanted to learn how to make these necklaces. I love them. Mm-hmm, why not acquire the skill for myself?
Why not indeed?
So, you know, this weekend I listened to an audiobook and I made a beaded necklace. I listened to the audiobook of In 5 Years, which I liked a lot. And then I had to pause it like when I was watching the video or needed to like focus. But otherwise, you know, when I got the hang of things, I'd put the audiobook back on. And through a lot of trial and error, I made a pretty good beaded necklace.
Cool.
It's really pretty. I was very proud. Like, and she gives you extra strings so you can practice first, practice the beading. So I did that for a while to really get it down. And then I felt comfortable enough to try the necklace. And look, it was not without its drama and errors and like nerve wracking moments where a needle broke on me. But like I did it and I finished the necklace.
Yes.
It was, and it's really pretty. So
it is really pretty. I saw it. I mean, not IRL, but you sent me a picture of it.
I was very proud. Like I was so proud of myself. And, you know, it was kind of nice. Like I've always kind of described myself as like, I'm like creative because I'm a writer, but I'm not like artistic and I'm not good with my hands. And
I relate to this.
You know what? Yeah. Like, and I've never had confidence in this area.
Yep.
I don't enjoy crafting. I wouldn't even know how to craft.
Yes, this is resonating.
Right, you get it, right? Like, I can't even, like, you know how people can, like, decorate their homes nicely?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I'm just, I can't do that. I can't, like, visually put things together. So, this was very, like, confidence building for me.
And that's really cool.
Tori, it was very meditative, like, very soothing. Just to sit there and knot the beads and just, it's very, like, are kind of repetitive. It's almost like knitting, like, just knit and purling. I don't like knitting. That's another thing I'm not good at. I've never finished a hat. All my scarves are ugly. So this was a thing where I was like, oh, I could do this. So I'm going to make the second necklace that came with the kit. And then I was thinking about buying some beads to try to make necklaces for friends. Look at you. Might get a necklace someday.
I would love a necklace. I would pay you for a necklace.
No. This is my thinking was like, this could be a gesture of friendship.
Oh,
that I make to the people I care. Well, I mean, I care about many people, but I could start, you know, giving it to friends because I can't, you know, we can't see anybody and I miss my friends. So
yeah,
again, it could be a pipe dream the second, you know, I have to like do some work and I'm like, I can't make 10 necklaces, but it was really relaxing and really a positive experience.
Are you in Forever 35 Gets Crafty?
I don't think so because, again, I've described myself as so not crafty.
Right. I am in it, although I am also not crafty, but I do enjoy seeing what other people are crafting. It's a lovely group.
Okay. And have you watched Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar yet?
No. I was going to watch it this weekend and then things happened and I just didn't have a chance to.
That is fair.
I've heard great things.
Dory, I've watched it twice in the last 24 hours. It was everything I needed. It's so funny.
Okay. I'm excited.
And I did watch the first episode of Call My Agent.
You did. I know. I'm so happy.
I liked it.
Good.
It's really funny. It's very charming. The characters are all like delightful, like kind of anti-heroes from what I could tell. I did enjoy it. So I'll come back for a second helping.
I read a review of it recently that said that kind of compared it to a play.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just, it's very smart, very good. I'm glad you liked it.
I really enjoyed it.
So even if you never watch another episode, I'm just happy that you watched one.
I actually think I will watch a second.
So I mean, didn't you get pulled in?
I did. Well, the relationships were what was really interesting. Like there was a father-daughter relationship that I thought was very intriguing. And like, and then also I'm interested in like the actors playing themselves. And now I'm Googling all these, you know, French speaking actors, and it's very interesting.
Also, I know, like, I kind of want to rewatch it.
Why not?
I know, I might do that.
Go to town. Bien sûr.
I might. There you go. Now you get it.
So you meal prepped kind of, and this feels like a really good step for you.
I like kind of meal prepped. So I do meal kits, as I've discussed on this podcast. But lately I have been, I don't know. It's just like after Henry goes to bed, I'm like tired and I don't really want to cook, but I didn't have time to cook before he went to bed. And so like some nights I've just ended up like toasting an English muffin or like making eggs. None of these are bad, but just not like, they're not like full balanced meals. Mm-hmm. And then this afternoon I'd like done work and then I had some time and I was like, wait, what if I just made a couple of meal kits all at once and put them in, you know, containers in the fridge, and then I would just have them. And I ended up making three.
Okay.
So now I basically, and each one is two meals, you know, two servings. So now I basically have like six meals. I ate one tonight, but it was great. And I was like, I should do this more often. Like as soon as the meal kits come for the week, I should just cook them all.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know?
Yeah. Because that'll be your lunch and dinner.
Right, exactly. I was like, this could be a system that works for me.
I like this plan. Because I do like a meal kit, but there is something, even though they make it so easy, like sometimes you're like, I can't.
I know. And sometimes I look at the recipe and they'll say like prep 10 minutes, cooking time, like 30 minutes. And I'm like 40 minutes, which is not that long. But, you know, when you're like tired and hungry, it seems like a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is like, again, not like a real problem. Like I'm lucky that I can have meal kits, but it then makes me feel guilty when I don't cook them in a timely fashion.
Yes, it is wasteful.
Yes. So, I don't know. This could be a good method for me.
And Matt is not normally home for dinner. So this is just like, you're just cooking for yourself, right?
Correct. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So normally I will make it and then I'll have it for dinner and then I'll have it for lunch the next day, which is also nice because then I don't have to worry about lunch.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's like whatever is the easiest thing is the way to do it right now.
Exactly. Exactly. So, my other tidbit, and then we will get to our listeners. I have been having night terrors like for the last few nights, and it was like starting to annoy Matt because I'm like waking him up.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it yesterday, and he was like, you know, you've been on your iPad a lot before bed. And I was like, you're right, I have. And like my iPad, as discussed previously, like it doesn't have social media on it. You know, it doesn't have my email on it, but it does have the internet, and it has like I would go and do the crossword before bed. I haven't really been playing Mahjong lately, actually, now that I think about it. I should play some Mahjong.
But you play that on your iPad also, right?
Yes. But then I would also like toodaloot on over to like the New York Times or, you know, just like reading news right before bed. And I actually think that's probably not a great idea for me.
Yeah.
So last night I put the iPad in a different room and I didn't have any night terrors.
Whoa.
I know.
Do you think they're, you, so is your hypothesis after that one experience that they are connected?
I mean, that's partly why I don't have my phone in my room, but I had somehow convinced myself that the iPad was okay because I had like, I couldn't look at Instagram on it, you know?
Yeah.
But in actuality, probably not so great.
It's a bigger phone.
It's a bigger phone, let's be honest. So anyway, just wanted to share that.
So then you're reading? Like, what have you replaced that habit with?
Last night I was pretty tired. Like, I did my one line a day, or, you know, I did my one line a day journal. And then I was going to read on my Kindle, but then I just got really tired and went to sleep.
You know what's interesting? When you remove the distraction, your body, you like realize that actually, like, you kind of just want to roll over and go to bed.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So I don't know. I'll report back. I'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes tonight.
Keep us posted. And the next night.
I will. All right. Let's take a break.
Great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, we're back.
How about I read this text message story? Because okay. It's directed at you, mostly.
Great.
This listener writes, "Hi, Kate and Dory. This question is for Dory. How do you feel about your name? I have always thought it is so cute and sweet sounding. The only other Dory I know is from Finding Nemo. Do you feel a kinship with Dory or is it annoying? Very curious. I love hearing how people feel about their names and how they were named. Kate, how do you like yours?"
This is such a funny question. I mean, not like it's a cute question. Okay. When I was a kid, I could not stand my name. I thought it was so annoying. Mm. I hated that I had to spell it. That everyone always asked me if it was short for Doreen or short for something. Where did you get your name? Like, it just was like, and then my last name is also hard to spell. So I just felt like I was like constantly just like spelling my name. I just found it annoying. Now I'm sort of just like ambivalent about it. I don't love it. I don't hate it. Would I have chosen it? No.
But you're at peace with it.
I think, as, you know, when we were growing up, people didn't really have, like, quote-unquote weird spellings of their names in the same way that they do now. You know what I mean? Like, people name their kids these, like, creative spellings of, like, Brooklyn and...
Yes, or, like,
whatever.
Macklin. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So I had, like, an unusual spelling of an already not super common name. And again, I just found it annoying. I think that partially influenced me when I chose Henry's name to choose like a pretty common standard name. Like if you're, I'm also in like a baby name discussion group on Facebook that is bananas, but what I see like almost everyone posting is like, I need ideas for a unique name. I want a name that begins with A, but not common. I want, you know, an alternative spelling for blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and like inevitably the people posting this are named like Ashley or like something super common. And I'm just like, okay, like do you, but like as someone who had like a weird spelling, it's fucking annoying. Mm. So like I feel bad for those kids because they are signing their kids up for a lifetime of spelling their names out for people, people not knowing how to pronounce it, people saying like, I don't know. It's just like a lot.
Yeah. So,
to answer your question, also, you can never get a keychain. You can never get like the cute little license plate. You're never stickers with your name. It's just like, you know, sometimes you just want the things that everyone else has.
Yeah, I get that. So, I mean, although I have a very common name, especially if you were growing up in the 80s. So,
right.
Though, still could never find a keychain. It was always Katie.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's truly weird.
Hmm. That is weird.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of weird.
No, I don't really feel a kinship with Dory because I feel like I'm too old. Like, Finding Nemo didn't come out when I was a kid. I've seen it, but I have not seen, I've actually not seen Finding Dory. And most people our age don't make that connection. It's only, it's like only when I meet people like in their 20s.
You mean the Generation Zers?
Yes, Kate, the Zers. Who are like, Dory, like the fish. And I'm like, yeah.
Have you seen the TV show Search Party?
Yes, I have. And it was actually a very disconcerting experience for me because the main character is named Dory. And I had like never heard my name on a TV show before. So it was like very weird.
Yeah. Well, my name was, I always felt like it was very plain. Never wanted it to be my name. I was very jealous of like people named Shannon, Tiffany, those kind of names. And then my mom at one point had always told me that she wanted to name me Sydney, but it got vetoed. And like, so I've always had this fantasy about how like in another world, I could have been Sydney Spencer and like, which is your niece's name, which is a name I love. Like
Sydney, not Sydney Spencer.
Yes, her name is Sydney. No, she does not have the exact name.
Yeah.
But like Sydney Spencer is just a different person than Kate
Spencer.
It's
a different person.
What if I had been like Sydney?
Well, you know this. You know my story, right? I actually had another name.
That's right. For a few days, right?
Yes.
For
a while, my parents named me Lee.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then they were like, actually, JK. And I feel the same way. Like I would have been like Lee is a different person.
Well, Lee, it would have been L-E-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a very different kind of experience in terms of commonality.
Yeah.
And the phonetics than what you experience with Dory.
Yeah.
Interesting question, listener.
Mm-hmm.
The name stuff is really interesting to me. And I know it goes deeper, you know, I know it's deeply connected to like to issues of racism. Like there's a lot of stuff that goes into naming, how we treat people's names, pronounce them. I think it's a really interesting discussion that I have never, you know, again, no expert, but I'm intrigued. I also think like one of the best things we can do is to make sure we are pronouncing people's names not just correctly, but as they want to be called, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that is such a thing we could all do that the effort is not always made.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Thank you.
Woo! Thank you, listener.
All right. Next text. Hi, Kate and Dory. I have a question I'm not sure I've heard addressed on the pod lately. I'm 35, have been unemployed since last April, and I'm thinking of going to school for a second bachelor's degree, but I'm scared shitless by the thought of coughing up that much money. I went to college right out of high school and got a degree in history, then went to culinary school and had been working in the food industry until last spring. The idea of switching careers had never really crossed my mind until then, and I'm totally on board with it, but the thought of being in debt just freaks me out. Culinary school was so goddamn expensive, and I felt so free once it was paid off, that the thought of another student loan just stresses me out so much. Any other people in Podland in the same boat? Would love to hear some other perspectives to help me chill out. Also, I'm thinking of going back for urban studies and planning, so if there are any planners out there, is this even a good idea? Gah! Thanks, ladies. Lilas. Love you like a sister.
Oh, you pronounce it Lilas? Always say Lilas. Interesting.
Hmm.
We're two different people.
We are.
This is tough.
I have a suggestion.
Get in there.
Why are you not just applying for master's programs? You have a bachelor's in history. I bet you could just apply to urban studies master's degrees. I don't think you need a second bachelor's.
Yeah. Now, I don't know anything about the urban planning world. Do you need to have certain elements of your bachelor's in that? Like, you know how you have to complete like organic chemistry to be pre-med?
Right. I mean, I bet this person could go to like a, you know, I'm just thinking of like an extension school and mm-hmm. take a couple of classes if there's like a math or, you know, some sort of prerequisite or recommended classes that she would recommended classes that they would need for an urban studies master's degree. But I personally don't think you need a second bachelor's. I would be curious to hear from people who are actually urban planners if this is good advice. But that was my instinct when I read this text.
I don't have a master's degree, so my knowledge in this area is very limited. But can't you sometimes get like either funding from a university to get your degree, or like, is there, are there ways, are there, are those just PhD students? I'm very ignorant in this area.
Well, Kate, I have two master's degrees, so let me tell you. most master's degrees are not funded. A lot of PhD programs are funded. That is not to say that you can't get a funded master's or some sort of scholarship, but most master's degrees you do have to pay for. Now, I believe an urban studies master's is generally 2 years. Don't quote me on that. So it's not, you know, a bachelor's is usually 4 years. Although presumably a lot of your credits from a history bachelor's would transfer. I am not a fan of the double bachelor's, I will say.
You are really coming back to that.
I am coming in hot with the kibosh on the double bachelor's. I think you should just go straight for the master's. Again, now, as someone with as someone with two master's degrees, I can tell you there is a wide range of experience in master's degree programs. There are people who have been working in the field. There are people who have no experience in the field. I think if you write like a killer essay and you do well on the GREs, if those are still required, I don't know. I haven't gone to graduate school in like 15 years. I think you can get in.
I would also say like do some really... If it's something you want to do, I think you can find a way to figure out. I mean, I don't know. I've never pursued a degree and the cost of going back to school. That does seem really daunting. Student loans are extremely stressful. So I think coming up with a plan to do it in a way that allows you financial stability and also to help to learn about what a career that might come out of this degree would provide, so that I think you could feel like there is a way to handle it on the other side of things. Because I do think your instinct is right to consider the financial toll this will take. Debt is devastating, and we're not supported in our society when it comes to student loan debt. Anyway, I think do some research to see if there's a way you can go to school part-time so that you can still work. I would talk to people, don't rush it, and set up a plan where you feel secure through the process.
Lila's. I think that's great advice.
Or Lila's.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take another break. We'll be right back.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay.
Well, we've come to the epic story part of the podcast.
We have.
So this listener writes to us, Kate and Dory, I have a pretty epic story to tell you. I've listened to your podcast for so long that after this traumatic life event happened, I literally listed write Forever 35 on my to-do list. Ha ha. 3 weeks ago, I found out my boyfriend of 4 years had been cheating on me the entire time we were together with multiple girls. He is in surgery residency currently, so he was able to hide his trail completely with his crazy work hours. We had plans to marry and move in a few months, so all of this was quite the shock since I devoted my whole life to supporting him through residency. You would be proud of me. As soon as I found out, I packed my bags and calmly left the scumbag while he was begging me to stay. And my self-care routine started immediately. I booked 2 nights at the fanciest hotel I could find. I went into my favorite store the next day and bought a whole new outfit without looking at the price tags. Then I reserved the rooftop hot tub to myself and just floated around for one full hour while listening to Taylor Swift. The next day, I toured apartments and picked the most beautiful new apartment to fill with all new furniture. Fresh chapter. When you find out someone's fooled you like this, I will say it's pretty easy to move on. I downloaded all the dating apps and I've been on 9 dates in the last 3 weeks. Ha ha ha. Don't worry being creative with COVID. I seriously just want to move on with my life now that I'm free from his web of lies. I'm writing you guys this story because although I've done all these self-care steps, I know that deep down in my soul, I'm upset that he was able to fool me for so long. And now today I am single and 34, starting all over again. But I have serious hope that I'll meet an actual good guy soon. Any tips on starting a fresh chapter when your world has been turned upside down? Okay. Well, first of all, I am really sorry that this happened to you. That it just is freaking a nightmare. And I'm sorry.
A nightmare.
I think there is a period after there is a trauma like this where we kind of throw caution to the wind a little bit. Maybe not all of us, but I read you spending a lot of money, going big. And I think when that kind of wears off, maybe you're coming into the next space where you're, like you said, deep down in my soul, you're upset. there might be more to deal with on a more cellular level for you. And I would say, my tip would be to get a therapist who you feel really comfortable with unpacking all this, and also working with them as you venture out into dating and starting this next phase of your life.
I think that's really good advice. I can tell you that after I broke up with my boyfriend of almost 4 years, he was not cheating on me the whole time we were together. I mean, if he was, I still don't know about it, but I don't think he was. But it was still, even given that, it was still traumatic to break up with someone who I'd been with for so long and lived with. And I also went a little big, as Kate would say. And I do think that that is a natural response. It's like all these emotions are so enormous that when it first happens, it's like too much, I think, for us to process.
Yes, totally. Totally.
And we just have, in order for us to just like keep moving forward, we have to distract ourselves in like the most just ridiculous ways.
I don't think that's bad. Like, that's part of all
Kate,
of this.
I did not say it was bad.
No, I know. I just wanted this listener to not think I was criticizing her earlier. Or her. I think that's her pronoun. Anyway.
For me at least, it felt like I was a different person because I needed to like disassociate myself from everything that had come before. And then once I sort of...
Oh, sorry, yes. Go ahead. No, I just have something to say after.
Once I sort of like worked all of it through my system, I was able to be myself again, but a different self.
Would you say a better self?
I mean, in some ways, sure. Just a different... I had grown... You know?
Yeah, I do know. And I just wanted to put in a little plug here because I feel like this what you're sharing with us right now is addressed in your upcoming memoir. And I just want to put a little plug out there for Dory's new book that's coming out.
Thank you, Kate.
I'm sorry that I kept trying to interrupt you, but I was so excited you were talking and I was like, this is like Dory's book is about this.
It is about this, actually. You're right. You're right. It is about this. Thank you.
I'm so excited.
You can pre-order it now. Thanks for waiting. By Doris Freer.
Listener, hey, good luck. If anyone has any tips on starting fresh chapters when your world has been turned upside down, let's hear them. Let's hear them.
Whew. Keep us posted. Thank you for sharing this with us, too.
I love that you put us on your to-do list. That is really flattering.
I know. It's so nice.
Well, hey, Dory, for a quick activity of the week, I wanted to suggest.
Yes.
And really, this is a suggestion that you gave to me. So this is your idea. Try something out of your comfort zone. For me, that was the television program Call My Agent. But like... Choose a little thing. Like today I drove and I listened to music, which I don't normally do, and it felt good. Like, see if you can spice up your routine. Where I think most of us are in kind of the monotony of the day to day, that a little spice or a little change could feel really good.
Amen.
Doesn't need to be big. Well, we've said it all.
We have. Kate, it was a pleasure.
Dory, this was a thrill. Our new podcasting software allows us to see each other on video, and it's just
it's really a real delightful. Yeah, game changer, I would say. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day. Bye.